This is Ozarks at Large. The city lake in Siloam Springs is surrounded by 165 acres of land. And since that land was acquired in 1944, there have not been many changes other than a pump house that was installed in 2009. Now, a major makeover is in the works, and the mountain biking community can't wait to dig in. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek has this report.
All right, everybody. Ready to start pedaling, start warming up?
On Saturday morning, as temperatures dipped into the 30s, more than 20 mountain bikers came out to the trailhead at Sager Creek near John Brown University.
All right, who's our locals here? All right, so feel free to anybody that wants to take lead as far as leading the faster group. I've ridden out here a few times on the north side. I've only seen the south side once. And so feel free to take the lead, show us the route, show us the trail for the ones of us that have never been out here.
Noel Howard with Ozark Off-Road Cyclists, also known as the OORC, organized the ride, but it's on David Van Sant's hometown trail. Van Sant is one of the locals who came to Saturday's ride to show the out-of-towners around the six-mile trail system built just last year.
For us to have went from no soft surface trails in Siloam and everybody loading their gear up and going to Fayetteville, Bentonville, Devil's Den to ride, and now standing out here at this trailhead and seeing 20-ish people out here ready to ride on a trail that's less than 5 minutes from my house, it's absolutely amazing.
And Van Sant has a lot more to be excited about. On Monday, the city broke ground on a new project at the city lake. It includes more soft surface trails.
For us to have a trail going in at city lake is actually really, it's pretty near and dear to my heart.
Van Sant is the president of the Borderline Ozark Off-Road Cyclist Chapter. Borderline because of how close Siloam Springs is to Oklahoma.
And so once we had the JBU trail funded and allotted for, that's when we started this chapter. We knew it was gonna come. And we knew that it was pertinent to everything that was going on at City Lake.
The improvements at City Lake will be a collaboration between professional trail builders and volunteers with the OORC.
The OORC is the project manager of the City Lake project. Obviously, we have the city that we are accountable to. We have the funders who we're accountable to, and we're accountable to every citizen in town. And that's not taken lightly, but you can look at past projects the OORC has done, and you know that they have the tools and the ability to manage it fine.
Holland Hayden with the City of Siloam Springs says the local mountain biking community has been essential to getting the trail projects at JBU and City Lake off the ground.
It's so important to have a community be excited about something and be behind it and be a champion for a project, because they can either help you get going or they can stop you in your tracks.
Hayden says the project will be divided into two phases. Phase one will include 5 miles of soft surface trail, a parking lot, and a bridge over Flint Creek.
It might seem very simple, but that bridge is going to be a destination. It is going to be absolutely beautiful. It's going to be a place, I think, where people are going to take engagement photos and family photos. It's just going to be a beautiful, beautiful spot.
Phase two will consist of a bike park for all skill levels, a walking trail, disc golf course, fishing dock, and birder blind.
There really has been just a project begging to be done out here at City Lake, and we just haven't really gotten a great foothold and haven't been able to get it accomplished. So we're thrilled, obviously, to get this going.
And Van Sant says volunteers will be a crucial piece of the project, not only during construction, but also after the improvements are done.
Once you have volunteers that come out and they build the trail to begin with, there's a whole lot more buy-in and a whole lot more sense of ownership of that, sense of pride, and the work days come natural, all of the stuff that gets to put into that, and you have people who really know that trail system. And that's what we really need to maintain this thing long term, to let the donors step back and say, hey, you know, we've donated here, we'll donate to another project. We don't have to worry about this one because you guys are taking care of it.
Phase one of the improvements will be done by the end of this year, and phase two will be completed next year. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
The entire project is expected to cost about $965,000. That money will come from the city, a grant from the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department, and from private funding. And with that story, we welcome Zuzanna Sitek to our on-air staff. Also this week, she'll report on Seven Hills Homeless Shelter and challenges for that nonprofit.